Welcome to Lottery Dreams and Fortune. My name is Timothy Schultz. Thank you so much for listening. This is a podcast interview with crypto lifer Sam Price. Now, if you want to watch this interview in its entirety, we will put a link to the YouTube page in the show notes. But without further ado, let's get to the interview. So I'm so excited to welcome Sam Price here to the program today, Lottery Dreams and Fortune. Sam Price has a very interesting story. He is not a lottery winner, but he has come across sudden wealth in a very unique way. He is known as the Crypto Lifer. He has a very popular YouTube channel, and he's very much into crypto and investments, but he also strongly believes in manifestation. So I want to get into all of these things. But first of all, Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me. Your channel is amazing. I really like it's a blessing to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I understand that you believe in manifestation and the power of mindset. But before I get to that, you have made quite a bit of money through investments. For people that aren't familiar with you yet, what have you made?
I'm always in between being like, do you like tell everyone like how much you made to be bragging? But like, no, I've made, you know, my net worth's over $3 million at this point. I'm not saying I'm the richest guy in the world, but I've made multiple millions of dollars repetitively now on my way to make more in this next bull run. I remember cracking my first million and what it felt like. I dreamed of doing it for a long time. It was, you know, and it definitely happened through manifestation. But, you know, I consider myself, I'll never work again for someone else for the rest of my life. I have my own businesses that do very, very well. I bring, you know, multiple streams of income. I own real estate. I own investments. You know, I'm going to be working on writing a book. You know, I have commissions and ad revenue too as well for my YouTube channel. So, yeah, I mean, I'm set up in a really good place in life, but it started just discipline, working really hard and manifestation.
And we spoke on the phone before this interview, and you mentioned that you make between 100,000 and 300,000 per month. How does this happen? Is that correct? And how does this happen?
I mean, this month I made like $94,000 trading, right? But I also have a subscription service where I teach people around the world, and I have over 1,000 people that pay in that. That makes over, you know, 100 grand a month. And it's like, then on top of that, you know, you get commissions. If I talk about a different project, or I only like to use like iTrust Capital is a great place where you can use Roth IRA, you know what I mean? A plug there. But, and I only I only work with companies that I really appreciate, like one or two companies in my company. So like, yeah, through commissions, through subscription services, through advertising revenue on YouTube as well. And through my own trading, you know, upwards, it can, you know, and it depends on the month, right? Some months are an onslaught. Some are in the middle. We went through some bear markets, some bull markets. But right now, yeah, I'm exceeding the levels of well over triple figures a month. And I haven't even like told anyone that. I've been kind of keeping it a secret because it's like, I never want to like let everyone know, but you know, it's I'm on a pretty crazy run right now. And, you know, I'm loving life, man. I'm just on this journey and seeing where it takes me.
And how does that feel when you see investments make so much interest and, you know, value so quickly? How does that feel?
When it first happened to me, there's like, you can't sleep, you can't eat. Like there's a, like, I couldn't focus on regular life. I remember in 2017, I had put in like a little under $1,000 or $2,000. And then I slowly dollar cost averaged into a coin called Sia coin. And it was under a penny when I got in, it would get to like 9 cents. So it would do like a 9X, a 10X. And I would turn like the 4,000, I think, into well over 40 grand. And I remember, and I held it for months, and then like 1 or 2 days, it just, so like one night I remember making 40 grand in my kitchen, and I sat there and I remember I can actually close my eyes and remember looking at my laptop at the time. And I was like, I'm in this one bedroom apartment in Queens and my heart's racing. And I knew I was like, I was going to go to work the next day. And there was a very high likelihood that no one else in that place, even the older people that I work with that were 50 down, you know, I was in the TV industry. No one made 50 grand or 40 grand in their kitchen last night. And I knew something special was happening to me. Like I was going to live a different life. Like it hit me. That this isn't normal. This wasn't happening there. And I would go to a diner and order food, and the waitress would bring me the food, and I'd leave her a tip. And she's just going to work on maybe 20 of these tips a day. And I just made 40,000. Like I started separating myself from society, really. But then I realized like, I can't become pompous over this. And that's when my relationship with God grew. Cause I was afraid that I would become like, you know, self-absorbed in money. And I always wanted to bring myself back down, and I would eventually lose some of that money too. Like I would go up and down on that. That was just one of the first times, but that, you really, I could, I have trouble. Even there's some nights too, like I'll make 50 grand in a night and I will have trouble sleeping that night. I just, I'll lie in bed and think of all the possibilities in my dreams that could come true now. You know, I could build a well. I could donate maybe $1 billion one day to a charity of my choice. Like, these are my dreams, you know, and the fact that they could come true, exhilarating, you know, absolutely exhilarating, man. Supernatural, like, it's, you almost can't fully explain what it feels like. It's insane, you know?
Yeah, and it sounds similar to a lottery win in the sense of sudden wealth like that. How do you think it compares to winning a lottery or a prize like that?
Yeah, I've ever since we got together, I've watched a lot of your episodes, and my dad played the lottery growing up, you know, and he always told me when the Mega Millions was big to go grab a ticket, and I almost never did. I was very like, I felt like he was wasting his money on the lottery, and I still do every once in a while when it's up big, because I feel like I'm a lucky guy, and you just never know. You never know. So listening to your story, there was like a feeling of like, damn, like I waited for so long and kind of like thought about being a millionaire, and like then didn't happen, then it did happen, then I waited on investments. So like mine was kind of more like I was kind of like digging. When I see someone just buy a ticket and hit, I'm always like, whoa, like there's definitely another feeling of euphoria there. But at the same time, like I don't know what coin I pick is going to hit. Like this cycle, I didn't know Caspa was going to do. It went from a penny to 20 cents almost now, and I didn't know that was going to happen. And now like the amount of money that I have in it is just, so there's still this feeling of unknown happiness, right? Like just, whoa, like, so I can connect to that step up, right? Like I didn't have 100 grand. Now I have over $250,000. Like, oh my gosh, my life has changed. Like Bitcoin just went from, you know, 40,000 to 60,000 in the last few weeks. Last night alone, it went from 57 to 64. If you own 20 of them in the last 2 days, you know, you've made over $250,000. Like literally in 2 days, you've made $250,000. So like, it just, you know, it is very like hitting the lottery. And that's why I tell everyone cryptocurrency is the next best thing to hitting the lottery. It really is, you know.
I know that you are very much into manifestation, that sort of thing. I'm going to ask you in just a second your thoughts on that. But with cryptocurrency, I mean, how does someone even get into it besides watching your YouTube channel, which we will link to below?
Yeah. No, it's interesting because I ask everyone, like, how did you get into cryptocurrency? And everyone has a different story, right? For me, I was just like researching the US dollar and the fact that they were printing it to zero. And then I got into gold and silver, and it kind of led me into scarcity. And then I found Bitcoin only has 21 million, right? And that was my journey. But like, how does the average person get in? How do we provide that value for your viewers today? You know, I tell them Bitcoin is your first step. You know, it's Bitcoin. It's good. I believe it, you know, there's 21 million. They're going to continue to print money to zero. It's 8-year-old math, supply and demand. You know, we have a halving coming every 4 years. That halving happens in about a month from now, and the supply of Bitcoin gets cut in half that the miners create. And we can get into that whole story another time. Read the book called The Bitcoin Standard. Get a book. The Bitcoin Standard is a great book to start on Amazon. Get the education first. Finish the book. If you feel comfortable, start buying a bit of Bitcoin. People think you have to buy one Bitcoin today at 61,000, but you could buy literally $10 today. Like Timmy, you could start buying a very small amount immediately, and just once a week you could buy $20, you know. And so I tell everyone to dollar cost average, start with Bitcoin, and usually that pulls them in. Once they kind of read about Bitcoin and they get into Bitcoin, the other altcoins, and the whole world opens up. But that's really how it starts for me, is read the Bitcoin Standard, understand Bitcoin, open up a Coinbase if you can, and you know, begin to DCA.
And dollar cost average. Yep. Yeah. And where do you buy Bitcoin? Where do you buy part of a Bitcoin?
Yeah, Coinbase. I said Coinbase.com is like where it's like the most trusted. I've had it open since 2016, right? So I've had my money in there. I don't keep all my money. You have hardware wallets that you can then be your own bank. And that's why I really like cryptocurrency. Watching all those people at SB Bank lined up, waiting for their deposits and seeing what could happen to First Republic and stuff. You can travel with $1 million in your hand. Like, and honestly, even the richest people in the world, they don't have access to their cash. Like even if you hit for 400 million tomorrow in the lottery, right? And then they put it in your bank account, go and try to get $1 million in cash today of your money. But you could put $1 million of Tether, which is equivalent, and you could walk around in a hardware wallet. You could transfer it to the Lamborghini place. They take cryptocurrency now. And like, you could have access to your money in real time. That's why I really like cryptocurrency.
That's very, very exciting. I definitely want to ask more about that. But I know a lot of people watching and listening to this are very much into manifestation, and you believe strongly in manifestation, the power of visualization, the power of
faith, yep. and so forth. So why do you believe this? What exactly do you believe, and why do you believe this? And how does this attribute to your success with making this money?
I believe there's many subject matters to study in the world, and whatever subject matter you do, you know, begin to study, you'll learn a lot about, right? And I got lucky enough to bump into manifestation, right? I found that book, The Secret, in a Costco's when I was 22, waiting for the other guy to get stuff. I had to watch the stuff we had in a cart, and I'm like, I start reading the book. Hit me about the girl who wanted to be with a guy, but kept parking her car in the middle of the driveway. All her clothes took up the closet. And they said, well, she moved her clothes to the side of the closet. She parked her car to the right side. She created a space for this person to come into. If you research people that are into manifestation, one thing you'll find about them all, most of them will say they don't believe in coincidences, right? There's no such thing as a coincidence, because once you believe in manifestation, you realize that you are really manifesting things to happen. So I realized that my life wasn't going perfect. And I knew through Joe Dispenza's teaching that I wasn't in control of my subconscious mind. This is where it hit me. I was such a smart guy. I could do math amazingly well. Super, I could meet people. I was great at the present skills that I needed to get ahead, but I couldn't keep myself on a path of consistency because my mind didn't believe I deserved to be wealthy. So because I didn't believe, I wasn't open, I couldn't manifest. And because I couldn't manifest, I worked a night shift from 31 to 36 years old. Like, you look at me now, 41 years old, decked out in suits, money all over the place, life was going great. That wasn't my life. But during that time, I was alone on a night shift, and I studied manifestation every night. Like, half of the videos that I watched on YouTube were Jim Rohn, you know, Power of the Mind, you know, even Dan Pena, you know, a little Grant Cardone. Like, and I don't believe in every single one of these things that every one of them teaches. Bob Proctor was another one for me. And then they would lead me to other people. Now I'm on this new guy. I don't know his name, but I found him through your channel, Emilio. Like, you probably know his name. And I'm messing up his name now because I just found him. But he's the nephew of Neville Goddard, right? Neville Goddard.
Neville Goddard. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting deep, and I realized that, like, people like you, there's a whole universe of people like you guys that are just, and I got into that universe of people 10, 12 years ago. And I began to realize that I created my reality flat out, that I was living the life that I chose, not some victim of what was around me. And once I decided that was the case, I began to envision myself wearing 3-piece suits. I envisioned myself, you know, having a driver inside of a Rolls Royce. Like, I envisioned opening up mansions that looked over the water. I envisioned my accounts going up. I envisioned being a great trader with screens in front of me when I only had a tiny desk and a beat microphone. You know, I always saw myself as what I wanted to be. And I knew that was the key, right? But you have to truly believe it too. Like, you can dream and you can manifest. There's two different things. You have to actually be involved in the manifestation process, you know? And that was hard for me. I would get close and pull myself back, get close. And now I'm really on it. Like, I create my reality. I am in full belief that everywhere I'm going, everything I'm doing is the culmination of my thoughts and what I'm bringing into my life. There's no coincidence. I'm here with you today. There's no coincidence. You know, I hope that's a good answer. I don't know, because it can be, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's really so interesting. You mentioned Bob Proctor. Do you write down affirmations or say them or use prayer or anything, or is it just visualization? What are your techniques?
I'm very religious. You know, I don't know about religious. Like, I don't go to church. I grew up Irish Catholic. My wife was Muslim. I converted to Islam when I was 22 for, you know, a long story, whatever. I feel like I'm like a culmination of multiple religions. Kind of like, I've studied a little bit of Kabbalah and you know, Judaism, not everything, but I'm worldly when it comes to history. I believe there's knowledge in all religions and all history. And I believe in prayer, man. My channel had like 1,000 subscribers. I finally got to do what's called super chatting. Like, today I made $800 in super chat. Some guy sent me a $500 super chat. Like, it's just crazy, right? Like, just for like, hey, you know.
That's awesome. And, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's such a cool perk, right? It's such a great thing, right? Like, and, you know, I could buy that pays for wardrobe and things for the channel, right? Like, it's just great. I wanted that. Like, I would see other people getting super chats, and I was like, oh man, that's amazing. Like, that's like, I manifested that life. Like, I was like, okay, you go live every single day, and then these things could come into your life. It was just a process of consistently believing that whatever I kept my mind on, would come into my life, right? And that's why prayer, like, that's why when I prayed, so tonight, when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to mention you and say, man, thank you so much for bringing Timmy into my life. He's a blessing. He's really cool. Like, this is a blessing for me to this is really, you have no idea. Like, I love being on other channels and stuff. So this was awesome. And it just, I'm going to be thankful for everything I have. Abundance comes from gratitude too. I learned that once I started being thankful for what I had, so much started pouring at me, like consistently. It just, and the more I was grateful, the more I got. And the more I was grateful, the more I got. And the more, and then I kept giving too. And then that cycle just kept, and I just learned that I was part of the universal cycle of energy. And like, if you want to be wealthy, you just have to be part of a wealth cycle, but you have to be giving. It's like, it has to flow through you in a way. You know what I mean? So I love prayer for that reason. I think it vibrates me and higher and raises my frequency. I speak in vibration and frequency. I always do. I don't drink alcohol for that reason. I believe it lowers my frequency, and I want to keep my frequency at like a spiraling high vibration. So I don't drink alcohol. That's the main reason. Like, it's also health reasons, but that's like the main reason.
You know? How does it lower your frequency, would you say?
I just studied, I studied this guy on Instagram. And, you know, I'll be honest, I have, you know, dabbled with drugs and alcohol throughout my life. And I've been to NA, I've dealt with sobriety and all that. And I've been there, you know, and I've learned what it's like to chase a cheap high, and I've learned what it's like to achieve an internal high. And every time we kind of take the elevator, so to speak, or we skip away, it sets us away from like that closer sensitive angle that we're achieving deep in meditation. So like, even one day of drinking can take you away from a 7-day meditation that you've been really working on in an eternal vibration. Like, so like, once you fully encompass vibrating high and like getting truly sensitive to your being, like, you will notice even just a couple of drinks will then, I believe, pull you back, you know. And I don't know if like if that's the way to explain it. I'm saying frequency, but it definitely, like, you know, and there's physiological things there. Alcohol turns to ethanol immediately in your body. People don't realize that. It's just, it's the only thing that passes through the blood barrier, right through your stomach. Like, there's a lot of interesting things going on when you drink alcohol that I don't think people realize, because it's done such, you know, every day. They do it all the time. And if people drink, I'm sorry, I don't want to like put anyone off. Like, my dad loved his Guinness. My family loves it. Like, you know what I mean? To each his own. I don't judge anybody. I just, these are just my, like, kind of what I do. Right.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. It's really interesting. And alcohol is, of course, such a big part of the culture and a lot of places in this world. So, yeah,
maybe you can manifest with alcohol. I couldn't. Like, when I tried to manifest and I went on a couple of days of drinking, I end up in the same place. Like, I just, for me, it was detrimental. I see other people seem to handle it a lot better. I was hypersensitive to it. It really got in the way. You know, that was what I found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I completely, that makes complete sense. What do you think of people that are skeptical of this sort of thing, that they think, like, they see your success, or, you know, my success, anyone's success in life, that believes in the power of our mindset and subconscious mind and intuition and all of this is nonsense, or they don't believe? What do you say to skeptical people of this sort of thing?
It's interesting, because I have like two different people in a way. My dad was kind of like a brat, you know. My dad had that like spiritual, like, he loved Native Americans, but he was also like a brass tacks guy. Like, he needed to see it, you know what I mean? And I used to tell him, I'm going to live the life of my thought. And he was like, you need to go to work. And like, we always had this battle. And so I have a really interesting way to explain this to brass tacks people that can't see like the ethereal, like, right. Like, maybe they're not as like artistic or they are imaginary as me. And they need to listen to this. You live in a physical body that's made up of a mind and your skeleton, right? If you went outside right now and you wanted to do work and the wheelbarrow had a broken wheel, it wouldn't wheel that, you know, you wouldn't be able to do too well with it. It wouldn't work as well. So what I tell them is, if you believe good things are happening to you, it's like having all the tools fixed and right. And that doesn't mean everything's going to go well in the yard when you go on to work. You may drop a stone. Things might not go perfect, but you want your tools in order, right? And so I tell everyone, like, your brain's a tool. If you believe that positive things are happening to you, your tool is going to be working a lot better for you. So like, you can fight manifestation all you want. Like, you can, but like, do you want to believe it's not happening, or do you want to believe it's happening? And I tell everyone, my students, everyone that follows me, you are the opportunity. You are the opportunity, because today Bitcoin went up and someone didn't get in at 15K or 20K. And they're, oh, that was an opportunity. And I say to them, there's an 8-year-old kid born today that's not going to be able to invest for another 10 years. Does that mean the whole world means he's never going to find another investment just because he didn't get into Bitcoin? Right. And what I mean by that is, there's opportunity for everyone in this world, but we must think that we are the opportunity. Once you change your mind to thinking that you're the opportunity, not the opportunity coming to you, the whole world begins to produce multiple opportunities to you. So you have to, like, you know, so I would combat anyone that thinks we're just, you know, doing voodoo, you know, it's really practical. It's like, you got to believe in yourself. Like when the running back takes the ball and he goes into that front line, like he must believe he's going to crack through that line. Now, maybe he doesn't every time, but he must believe he's going to, because therefore he shall, right? So I think therefore I am, right? I go to Nietzsche and all the, you know, the philosophers that I've researched. So if you don't, you got to believe that you're the number one opportunity, that it can happen to you, and that you're creating your opportunity. You know, if you don't, then I just don't see how you're going to create the life of your dreams, you know?
Hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, right? But I try to get to their, I try to make them think it's not just imaginary. Like it's like working out every day. Work your brain out, you know, exercise the, you have an ability in here to control your reality. Exercise that ability. You'll get better at it over time. If you don't think it exists, then you'll never be able to use it. And I was there for years and I understand that. I grasped it, but I couldn't use it. I knew it existed, but I couldn't use it. But that's the first step.
Thank you so much for listening. This is a reminder that you can watch this interview on YouTube. We will put a link to it in the show notes. And if you want to support this podcast, YouTube is offering a new membership feature to support your favorite creators and get access to custom perks. I greatly appreciate your support and for listening. But without further ado, let's get back to the interview.
I love that. I love that. There's a famous quote by Henry Ford. Is something to the effect of, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And then I interviewed a scientist, renowned scientist who studies manifestation and that sort of thing. And he added to that, in his view, that if you feel you can or you feel you can't, you're right. But what do you think about that?
100%, man. I can think of all the insane things I've done in my life. And, you know, I'm thinking of a moment when I was at like a party one night and I had to hit the bullseye on the dart, you know what I mean? And it came down to the last dart and it was two brothers. They were running their mouth. We were old friends from back in the day, Irish boys. And I'm like, I breathed and I was like, I have to hit this, you know, like for like my manly, for like the dart, you know? And like, and I hit it and they were like, and I remember just like, and you walk away and you get this feeling like I had one moment and I somehow did it. And it's like, I felt like I could do it. And I never hit it when I didn't feel it. So I had to, my feeling had to have been some part of me getting that in that bullseye, as crazy as all the, you know, the odds of it happening are. I'm always, and that's why I really like sports and I really like gambling. I'm not a big gambler, but I really like sports and gambling in that way because I love chance, you know, and how things happen over chance. I find that amazing.
And how much is chance versus something else when it comes to trading crypto and making money on investments, would you say?
Well, that's where like, that's why, see, when I started trading, I didn't use the technical analysis as much. Okay. And it was basically, I was a futurist. I would look at something and say, hey, this is going to be where the populace is going to go. And I'll give you an example. Marijuana stocks came out and there was Canopy Grow Corp. There was Aurora. There was like 10 or 20 big ones that had pretty big market capitalizations that were safe to buy. Looked like they were going to do all right. You just needed the industry to do well. It looked like you could probably 5 to 10x your money. And so I said, you know, they're probably going to make marijuana legal in Boston. They're going to make it legal eventually in New York City, you know, Miami, like eventually it will be legalized and they'll have drinks that you can buy just like you can buy alcohol drinks. And they're going to, you know, it's going to be everywhere. And I saw that like a couple of years beforehand and I said, it makes sense to me. So I started buying those stocks. And then when they went up, I was right. Right. I speculated. Now I do that on top of using technical analysis, which also tells me where the population is overvaluing or undervaluing an asset, which gives me an even better probability. So I still love risk. Don't worry. I don't, you know, I took risk on Bitcoin, but I like to take a calculated risk, you know, and I use probabilities in my favor. Like, you know, if you do something over and over again, you're going to get a data set and then you can use that data set to your advantage. And if, like, for instance, I've been trading for 15 years, I've seen so much more of the market than a lot of these 25, 30, even 35, or even guys my age haven't put in 15 years. So most of the people that have seen what I've seen, they're in their late 40s now, late 50s. So I have an edge in the market because I've seen a lot more of the market than probably 80% of the participants at this time, right? So I can see things way quicker than they can. I can get out a little faster and I can see the probabilities a little better. doesn't mean I'm Jesus, you know what I mean? Like, and I can still lose very well. I have to always maintain my risk, but probability is key when it comes to risk for trading.
You do a lot of analysis with crypto. Where can people, I mean, publicly on YouTube, you have your own channel. You do live feeds that are very popular. Where can people find you?
Yeah, Crypto Lifer on YouTube. That's very simple. I'm there every day. My whole thing is this is the part of the manifestation is I had issues being a really consistent person, right? But I'd watch Tom Brady win the Super Bowls and Michael Phelps get all the gold medals. And I realized it was consistency, right? And even famous people on YouTube, why did they make it? Because they hit a live stream and they did it every day, right? Or whatever content they were producing, they were consistent about it. Mr. Beast, whoever you know that's consistent, whoever you look up to that's successful, the only reason they're successful is because they were consistent. And I finally started live streaming somewhere in February of 2020. And then in February 2021, I went on and I've been on a 1,000-day run now. So I haven't taken a day off since February of 2021.
Wow.
I live stream Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday nights at 8 p.m. I even do a monthly candle close. So I'll be doing one tomorrow night on Thursday night. And I do these like little morning updates on the weekends too as well. So it's about 10 live streams a week. And I've been doing it for 3 years straight now, and I'm going to do it 2024. We'll see where it goes, you know?
You mentioned consistency. Michael Jordan is famous. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He emphasized the importance of taking shots. He said, "The end of the world does not revolve around whether you make or miss a shot. It's about the consistency of taking the shot over and over and over again." That was his mindset. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, that's 100% what makes me a trader today. I found a probability that's 68% accurate, right? But you may open it three times and hit the 32% and lose three straight. You know what I mean? But then if you don't trade the next time, you know, you're going to have three losses, right? Eventually you'll have 20 trades and you should have 12 wins and 8 losses, right? And it'll balance out over time. But if you don't give yourself the 100 trades, the 200 trades, and that's why we push demo trading in my trading group too. Like, we tell everyone, like, you should learn how to demo trade, get 500 trades underneath your belt, 200 trades at least, so you have a data set. So you know what it's like to take the shot. You know what I mean? Right? Michael Jordan didn't take every shot with a buzzer left. He took thousands of shots in a practice facility by himself, right? Same thing in trading. You want to perfect your skill over time. It's funny, as you said that, I was like, has this guy been with me? Does he watch me trade or something? Does he watch my live stream? Because you're just saying exactly what I teach people. Like, and that's everything in life too. Consistency. Huh. Look at me. People think I'm an amazing trader and I'm good, right? I'm like 70, 80% accurate. Sometimes even more if the market's going in my favor. But if I showed up once a week, how accurate would I be? Because that might be the one day where I'm like, eh. But because I show up every single day for a year, you know me as an accurate trader. My accuracy comes from my consistency, and that's everyone that's successful. And it's like everyone is chasing millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I want to do this. Find one thing you love and do it consistently. You will become a millionaire. It's almost guaranteed. Like, I haven't seen anyone from MGK, Mac Miller, God rest his soul, before he passed. Because I used to watch these people. I'd watch their first video on YouTube. I've been watching YouTube for years and studying everyone on it. And I'd watch their first video, and I saw everyone that was consistent made it. Everyone made it, man. You know what I mean? Like, either they made it or they died trying, you know? If they gave up, fine. But everyone that didn't give up, they made it. You know their name now. And so I'm not giving up, and you're going to know my name. You know, that's how it is.
I love that. I love that. There's so much power, it seems like, in pursuing what you are passionate about, like a madman or a woman, and just putting all of your energy into it and just being relentless. What is the quickest way, would you say, to manifest something into your life, manifest financial abundance? What are your tips?
You know, I actually realized I didn't answer one of your questions earlier about writing things down. When I first started my business, right, I wanted it to make 300 grand that year. I thought that would be amazing. You know what I mean? My whole life, I'd only made like 80 to 90 grand. And then some of my investments went up, but I didn't want to take them yet. So my whole life, I was like, okay. So I was like, if I made 30,000 a month, I was like, that would be amazing. And so I wrote down like 300 grand under my pillow. And I kept it under my pillow that year. And when I went over my taxes, we took in like 291 grand. And I was like, and I remember grabbing the sheet and was like, this is the number I wrote down. Like, this is base. And so the next year on my daughter's birthday, I said, I want to be worth 3 million. You know what I mean? And it's weird. I'm already there halfway through the year. It's weird. It's like, and then I realized like I'm the number's too small. Like I'm manifesting too small. Like I need to manifest. The manifestation should actually be kind of scary. Right after I got watching your channel the other night, I got to this 100 million. I desire to make $1 billion. That's my right now. That's my next manifestation. And you should always be working on another manifestation. Like after you achieve one, you don't stop because you want to re-exercise this process again. It's about, you want to see if you can manifest. That's what you're doing now. Once you've achieved wealth and you're in good shape and things are going, now it's a manifestation game. That's really what reality becomes, right? And you want to see how far you can take this thing, right? So like, I'm manifesting 100 million now. That's my next, you know, and I, in the back of my mind, I still have the billion. Like I'm getting to a billion, but I want to frontline 100 million, right? That's like the real, like that's tangible. Like that's this glass right here. Like it's like, you know, so every night I go to bed now, I watch 100 million manifestation. I write 100 million down 10 times. I put it under my pillow. It becomes my thoughts. It becomes my focus.
You put it under your pillow?
Yes, under my pillow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's what Bob Proctor, I remember watching him say. And then the 369, right? You can say it 3 times in the morning, 6 times, write it 9 times at night. And I don't do it every night. Sometimes I miss the writing, I'll be honest. But I say it 3, I say it 6, and I read the 9 times. I may not write it every 9 times. Maybe you should write it. That'd be like, take it to the next level. But I keep it under that pillow. And there's some days where you might get a little stressed and you forget to do your 100 million. And, you know, you just kind of took away from... You got to be consistent about manifestation, just like everything else in life, you know?
I love that. And I did see Bob Proctor, rest in peace, Bob Proctor, but I did see that he said a few times in interviews about, you know, writing things down and repeating it in the morning and in the evening and doing this consistently. And he said most people just don't, in his opinion, don't dream big enough when they manifest something.
No,
which reminds me of what you're saying here.
People should laugh at you, Tim. Like, you should walk in a room and be like when you say, I want to be a billionaire, like 99% of the room should be like, oh, he's pompous. That guy's out of his mind. They should snicker. That's a great dream. If most people think it's ridiculous, because it should be. If your dream, I always tell my students, if your dreams aren't getting you laughed at, they're just not big enough. I love that. Like, that's my thing, you know?
I love that. I love that. And people get caught up so much in the how something is going to happen. But what about the why? Why? Why do you want to make 100 million? Like what drives you for that? Because there's this whole thing about whether money creates happiness, which,
yeah.
What is your opinion on that? Because you have, you know, you mentioned that you have around 3 million. So what, in your opinion, how does money equate to happiness, and what is your drive?
Number one, I do see a battle between good and evil in the world, period. And I see the more wealth you obtain, the more you can fight in that battle. So to me, there becomes a sense of wealth, but it doesn't matter about the money at all. It matters how can I influence the world in the way in which I would like to influence it in a positive way, right? That's the main thing. Like my kids have magnetiles. And we got more boxes of them recently for Christmas, because you always just get another box. And we tried to see what we could build the other day. And that's it's manifestation to me. The money is just, everyone else puts a money value because they're more obsessed with money. It's weird. I'm the guy wanting to make a billion, but I'm not as obsessed with money as everyone else. I'm obsessed with the manifestation of a billion. I just want to know if I can do it. It's more of just I just want to see if this is possible in this world. Like, I want to throw my hat in the ring and take a chance at $1 billion. Like, why not? I have this awesome saying. If you ask a bunch of people, you want to be a millionaire, tons of them will say yes. Almost everyone will say yes. If you ask them, they want to be a billionaire, it's going to be easier to become a billionaire because less people say they can do it. So there's going to be less competition. I mean, a lot of competition to become a millionaire, but there's going to be less competition to become a billionaire. You know, how many guys are going to hit 100 mil and then say, can I 10X that and try? No, they're going to, and I might hit my 100 mil. I might lose 40 of it, go back to 60, then triple it back to 360, and then eventually hit a billion. You know what I mean? But the other guy's just going to sit at 100 mil, just sitting like he's done. I'm not going to be done at that point. I want to see if I can hit $1 billion. Like, that's just where I'm at. I decided to make, and again, I want the dream to freak me out. I want my manifestation to be a number that I think is almost unacceptable. And if you told me I was going to have 50,000 subscribers, the net worth that I have, doing what I'm doing, even 4 to 5 years ago, it felt as insane as me telling you I could make a billion now. So that's why my dreams have to be that big. They have to be these levels that my mind almost can't believe. If they're not, then they're not good manifestations. They have to break me out of what I think is possible. Like 10 million, 100 million seems kind of, a billion almost seems a little crazy to me. So I have to, that's where I have to continue to say a billion, a billion, a billion, right? Because it has to be outward. I don't know. Doesn't that make sense, right?
I love it. I love it. And anything, I mean, it is possible. Anything is possible. Yeah, people do it. I mean,
you could make $1 billion. You might make $1 billion. There's no chance. There's a chance you, I'm sitting with a future billionaire right here. Very big chance. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Likewise, it's totally possible. I mean, people that achieve these extraordinary things, they're just people. It is possible.
If I don't believe it's going to happen, then it's not going to happen. I figure it still might happen, but I might as well even believe it too. You know, I've had some lucky things happen that I didn't all honest manifest entirely, and they still happen, but I'm going to use manifestation as much as I can.
I love it. I love it. We are here with Sam Price, and he is actually on YouTube, the Crypto Lifer. But where can people find you once again, Sam, on YouTube? We will also link to it in the description and show notes of this episode.
Yeah, I think YouTube now has, you know, given you the ability to, you know, put the at symbol there. So it's at Crypto Lifer, YouTube Crypto Lifer. You know, why don't you just type in crypto with an L? I should come up. I have 3,000 videos. I live stream every single day. Crypto Lifer 33 on Twitter, The Real Crypto Lifer on Instagram. And yeah, I'm on YouTube mainly though all day long. That's where you can find me. And then I have an awesome Discord. If you want to rock with me and be in my trading group, we have a link to the Discord. Oh yeah, CryptoLifer.com. My website, man, just go to CryptoLifer.com, and that's where it all, I forget, I have the awesome website because it's like a year old, but I forget it's new, but check out CryptoLifer.com, and that's where you'll find everything about me and learn more about what I'm doing and where I'm going. If you want to be on the journey with me, it's a pretty awesome ride. Tim's with me, so we're on the way together now, so, you know, I'm excited.
That's right. Well, Sam, thank you very much for your time today. We'd love to have you back another time in the future, but I really, really appreciate it. I love what you're doing. And is there anything else that you wanted to say today that I didn't know enough to ask or that you just wanted to say today?
You know, I just, I tend to like take in a lot about someone's personality when I watched, and I was a video editor. So I brought in a lot of video editing and I watched your channel, man. And I put in a lot of hours and I just really like your personality. I like your style. It couldn't have happened to a better person. Like when I think about what happened to you and how you got to, you know, it's just so awesome, man. And thank you for letting me into your reality, into your world. And honestly, everyone that I mix and mingle with, I always see some type of manifestation into the future. Like I believe every relationship I have isn't a coincidence. And I mean, I think there's something that could be brewing with me and you in the future sometime. And, you know, I don't know when or how, but I definitely feel something going on and I feel a kindred connection to you. So God bless you in your life, man. And I actually want to get to know more about you. Maybe I got to have you on my show and interview you one day. And you know, I'm starting another YouTube channel, just Sam Price, where I'd like to just interview everyone I meet kind of like that. So maybe we could do some cross promotion there too.
I would love it. I love it. I love everything about that. Well, Sam, yeah, God bless you as well. It's such a pleasure meeting you. I love what you're doing. It's very exciting. It's inspiring. I love your mindset. And I really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, God bless you. And everyone out there, you can, you will, you are the best. Get rid of the negative people. Get rid of the negative self-talk. If you're struggling, start working out. It really creates positive endorphins. I'm all about working out, really. If you're struggling manifestation, start working out. Get the mind. Get the endorphins right. And then you'll be able to manifest better when the brain is in optimal levels. So I love you all. Stay positive. And you're gonna achieve your dreams. I know it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Sam. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Timmy. Thank you for joining.
God bless you. So that was my interview with Sam Price. Now, what did you think of this interview? Let me know by commenting under the YouTube page. We will put a link to it along with all the other important links in the description of the show notes. I love checking out your comments. Remember, anything and everything is possible. Thank you so much for listening today, and thank you for your support.